Welcome to Pitcot Podcast. We are diving straight into one of the biggest hurdles in personal finance, really, gaining serious investment experience without those painful losses.
Right. For most people, the market is a very high-stakes classroom.
And tuition is paid in actual capital. It's that classic chicken and egg problem, isn't it?
It is. It's the classic problem. You need good decision-making skills to manage risk, but you only develop those skills by taking risk. And that pressure, you know, it just leads to emotional mistakes that can cost you real money.
Exactly. So our mission for this deep dive is to fundamentally change that whole equation. We're going to uncover the secret to mastering investment skills completely risk-free. Yeah. And all of this knowledge, it's drawn directly from the best-selling ebooks that are available on Pitcot.
We're really focused on that crucial bridge between theory and, you know, practical application. And that bridge is stock market simulation games. These aren't just casual apps you play on your phone. These are dedicated training platforms.
Oh.
They allow you to rigorously test the advanced strategies that, you know, you can find detailed right in Pitcot source material.
And if you're serious about leveling up your financial game, I mean, moving from just reading about investing to actually doing it successfully, you need that foundational knowledge. So you should really visit www.pitcot.com/books. Go there, download those best-selling guides, and just start your learning journey right away.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start by defining this virtual training ground. The Pitcot material describes these simulations really well, I think, as a virtual playground or a sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't about just playing, is it? It's about deliberate practice.
That's the key distinction. Exactly. Yeah. We're talking about a financial training facility, really. A place where you can rapidly prototype, experiment, and learn exactly how the market operates.
And how you operate in it.
Yes, and how you react to it without ever risking actual capital. It just strips away the immediate financial panic, but keeps the core mechanics. It keeps the challenge of market analysis. So beyond the obvious benefit of, you know, it's free to fail, what does this environment really enable that a textbook just can't? It sounds like it's a psychological advantage as much as a practical one.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
The phrase, a gym for your investing muscles, is perfect. But the real value is in that psychological calibration. In the real world, confirmation bias is just rampant. I mean, you only look for info that supports a trade you've already made.
Right. You want to be right.
Of course. But in a simulation, you have the freedom to test a hypothesis you don't believe in just to see what happens. You can make those bold, experimental moves that would be, frankly, reckless with your real savings.
That freedom to fail quickly and cheaply seems incredibly valuable.
It is.
It means you can spot and correct your own bad decision-making habits before they become really expensive habits.
Precisely. You get to test different, even contrasting strategies instantly. You could run a high-growth, high-risk portfolio right next to a super conservative value portfolio for months.
And just see what happens.
You watch those market reactions firsthand. And every virtual mistake costs you nothing but a bit of time. But the lesson you learn is genuine. It builds resilience and knowledge at the same time.
Okay, so we've established the why. It's the ultimate training tool. But I think a lot of listeners might be asking, how exactly does this digital world successfully mimic Wall Street?
Hmm.
Let's get into the mechanism of the simulation itself.
The power of these tools, it really lies in how well they replicate the actual market dynamics. So when you sign up, you get this fictional virtual capital, say, you know, $100,000.
Nice round number.
A nice round number. And you enter a world that, and this is critical, uses real-time market data.
That real-time data has to be non-negotiable for it to be credible, right?
It is the absolute core. Prices fluctuate based on actual ticker data. News events trigger real-world volatility. Mm-hmm. Trends emerge just as they would on NYSE or NASDAQ.
And your portfolio value changes.
It changes based on the investments you make. It is exactly like having a fully operational live mini Wall Street right there on your screen.
And the goal keeps it sharp. You aren't just practicing in a void. You're often competing against other people or established benchmarks.
And that competitive element is so essential. It forces you to be tactical. Building a strong portfolio or beating a simulated index, that encourages genuine strategic thinking. It sharpens your instincts way faster than just passively watching.
So you have to actually calculate things.
You have to. Calculate position sizes, set realistic stop-loss orders, manage risk, not because your money is on the line, but because your simulated performance is.
That brings us to a really crucial point from the Pitcot material. Not all simulations are created equal.
No, they are not.
If you're going to invest your time, you've got to make sure the platform offers a valid, high-fidelity learning experience. So What should our listeners be looking for?
This is such an important question for any serious learner. If the simulation is poorly built, you're just wasting your time. You could even be developing bad habits. The Pidcot resources outline 6 essential criteria for picking a high-quality training platform, one that genuinely prepares you for real-world trading.
Okay, let's break those down. Let's start with 1, reputation and endorsement. Why is credibility so vital here, even if the money isn't real?
Because it validates the model. I mean, if a platform is endorsed by respected universities or established investment clubs, financial pros, it tells you that the data models are robust.
Okay.
It tells you the learning outcomes are properly structured. If the market simulation is modeled poorly, your decisions are going to produce artificial results, and you learn nothing that you can apply to the real world. Credibility just ensures the practice is worthwhile.
That makes perfect sense. Garbage in, garbage out. So, factor 2 is comprehensiveness. What does a good simulation need to cover?
This is where we really separate the basic apps from the serious training tools. A comprehensive platform has to offer wide exposure to different investment vehicles.
Not just stocks.
Not just common stocks and ETFs, no. You should look for platforms that let you trade options, futures, bonds, and, you know, maybe even access simulated global markets.
But why is that so crucial for a beginner, someone who might only plan on trading simple stocks at first?
Because it introduces leverage and varied risk profiles early on. Options and futures, for example, bring in concepts like time decay and leverage things that can rapidly destroy a real-world portfolio if you misunderstand them.
Right.
Testing those strategies in a simulation lets you see the true volatility of leverage without that high financial cost. It just contextualizes risk management so much better than a simple stock-only simulation ever could.
That's a great perspective. Okay, factor 3 is realism and reliability. This goes beyond just using real-time tickers, correct?
Absolutely. The platform has to use real market data and faithfully replicate things like trade execution delays, commission costs.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, even if it's zero for the user, the concept should be there. And the impact of economic news. If the simulation smooths out all that real-world friction, it creates a false sense of security. You need to react to actual economic indicators for the practice to be valid.
Which leads right into 4. Testing capabilities. It's not enough to just buy and sell. A powerful tool needs to let you do some advanced analysis.
Exactly. You need a platform that lets you test specific, high-level strategies and then analyze the results historically.
Like backtesting.
Precisely. Can you formally run a pure deep value investing strategy and then compare its performance against a high momentum strategy over the last 6 months? A top tier simulation should offer those robust backtesting features. It lets you isolate variables and see why one strategy did better during a specific market cycle.
That level of analysis is what separates a game from a real pedagogical tool. It moves you from just guesswork into systematic thinking.
And that leads to the 5th point, which is a bit more pragmatic, customer support.
Okay, why is support so critical if you're not actually losing real money?
Because you are losing valuable learning time. Even in a simulated world, tech can fail. Or complex trades like executing a synthetic covered call strategy can really confuse a beginner.
Right, you could get stuck.
You can get stuck. And responsive help, whether it's an email or a hotline, is necessary. If you hit a snag while you're trying to really understand a complex concept, you shouldn't be stuck for 3 days waiting for a forum answer. Your learning needs to be continuous.
Agreed. That learning flow is key. And finally, 6, user-friendly interface. This might seem like a soft skill, but efficiency really matters.
It's crucial. The interface has to be intuitive. It should look and feel like professional trading software. You want easily navigable charts, clear dashboards, and real-time updates that are easy to customize and read.
So you're not fighting the software.
You don't want to be fighting the software. If you spend all your time navigating a clunky interface, you waste mental energy that should be going to market analysis. You want to practice the discipline of trading, not the mechanics of using bad software.
These 6 criteria, they provide a fantastic checklist for anyone looking to seriously upgrade their training, and they come straight from the foundation laid by Pidcot's own resources. And before we move on to the practical payoff here, I want to remind you that this whole deep dive is powered by these foundational insights compiled by Pidcot. If you're looking for even more guidance or want to delve into the comprehensive guides on strategy and risk management, we really encourage you to explore their full range of materials. Just visit www.pidcot.com.
You know, If we connect this all to the bigger picture, the reason we put such emphasis on platform selection is because the goal isn't just to buy and sell fake stocks. It's to build muscle memory that actually translates to the real world.
Practice makes perfect. These simulations let you internalize the cadence of the market, develop those crucial risk management systems in a way that just reading a book never could. But let's move past the abstract idea of confidence. Here's where it gets really interesting for me. What are the tangible skills that you solidify through this kind of repeated engagement?
Well, the first and probably most important is systematic risk management through position sizing.
Okay.
In theory, everyone knows not to bet the farm on one idea. But in the simulation, you practice calculating exactly how much capital, say, no more than 2% of your virtual portfolio, you'll allocate to a single trade. That disciplined approach, it just eliminates the emotional pull of overcommitting.
That is a very practical skill. And speaking of emotions, simulations must force you to develop the muscle memory to react effectively to unexpected volatility.
They teach you to rely on preset, non-emotional rules rather than reacting to headlines. For instance, a simulation lets you internalize the importance of setting hard stop-loss orders.
So when the market dips.
Right, when volatility hits and the market dips 5%, you don't panic sell. The simulation just executes the trade automatically, protecting your capital based on your strategy, not your fear. That experience builds immense competence without the paralyzing pressure of losing real money.
We also talked about diversification and portfolio balancing. How does the simulation make that learning really stick?
You learn the hard way, or the simulated hard way. That correlation really matters. You might initially put all your money into tech stocks and watch it soar, but then the whole sector has a bad week and your portfolio crashes 40%.
Ouch. Even virtual ouch.
It is. The simulation then lets you quickly rerun that same time period, but maybe with half your allocation in something different, like utility bonds or gold. And it demonstrates the stability created by truly non-correlated assets.
Yeah.
It turns diversification from a buzzword into a required survival mechanism.
So the ultimate takeaway here seems to be the shift. The shift from an amateur observer to an informed, active participant. You stop guessing, you start thinking more strategically, and you just make better, more systematic decisions.
Exactly. When you eventually invest real money, you feel ready for real-world trading because you've already internalized the market's logic. You've tested your personal strategies countless times. You've already paid the tuition, just with virtual dollars.
In short, stock market simulation games are an absolute must-try for anyone who is serious about mastering investments. They're risk-free, they're intensely educational, and honestly, they just provide the perfect pathway to gain skills, confidence, and those core insights that will pay off big when you step into the real market.
And here's a final provocative thought for you to mull over. Consider how many real-world financial risks you currently take based purely on abstract theory, or maybe just intuition alone. How much more confident and successful would you be if you treated every major financial decision, from a large purchase to your retirement plan, like a tested simulation first, analyzing the worst-case outcomes and refining your strategic approach before you commit?
That is a powerful question to end on. And remember, you can find the foundational knowledge that fueled this entire deep dive and so much more just by visiting www.pitcott.com. We truly believe in the power of this kind of virtual training. If you love this deep dive and you found it useful, please press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access this valuable knowledge too. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.